Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. I'm on the farm, and as I ride the combine through the field, I can hardly believe the improved standability of our BT corn. Thank you, biotechnology. For information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Down on the farm, that's where I am. We're getting close to wrapping up this harvest. I was drafted into trucking corn to our grain storage facility, rode the combine with my son, checked the new litters of baby pigs, and I ate more than my share of pork at our annual pig roast. All the neighbors and friends and business associates with their families bring their side dish specialties. The band plays as the children dance. We sit on straw bales around the big bonfires with flames leaping towards the dark sky. Is there anything more demanding, anything more challenging, and at the same time more exciting than the harvest? It's hard, but so much fun. The harvest is a payoff for a whole year of work, beginning with the fertilizer application and perhaps some fall tillage, then spring and planting, weed control, then we pray for rain, and finally, harvest. All the effort and expectations are rewarded as you watch that corn rise in the combine hopper, that golden stream flow into the trucks to be taken away, load after load, to storage. It'll be there to feed the pigs. I think back when my father picked 100 bushel of ear corn by hand in a whole day. We pick and shell 100 bushel in 7 minutes. It's with great satisfaction that we all come together to celebrate another harvest. Yes, a celebration cannot escape the backdrop of the war and the tragedy that struck New York City and D.C. But we're not going to allow the enemy to ruin our lives. We have work to do, families to care for, a way of life and values that we intend to protect. With the stars and stripes flying, we treasure this traditional harvest celebration in an atmosphere of renewed patriotism and gratitude to God for His blessings. Until next week, I am John Block, down on the farm.